Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Secondhand Dogs by Carolyn Crimmie, performed by Mark Sanderlin. Gus lifted his head and sniffed the chilly November air. The smell of dead leaves wafted through the windows and into the cramped kitchen. Someone a few houses down had a fire burning in their fireplace, and that smell, too, curled its way inside. Gus sat on his bed, the tip of his tail nervously flipped up and down as he watched Miss Lottie gather the things she liked to bring to the dog park. Sodas, snacks, treats, beach towels, food bowls. Miss Lottie only took them to the dog park when she was introducing a new dog to the pack. It was neutral territory, since it wasn't their home, and it wasn't the new dog's home either. She would pick up Quinn, the 11-year-old neighbor who helped her out, and drive him and the dogs to the park. After they were settled, she would bring the new dog over for a meet and greet. As he watched Miss Lottie, Gus felt a strange tremble in his gut. He'd had it all morning. Since he was the first dog Miss Lottie had adopted, under dog pack law, he was now the pack leader, which meant it was his responsibility to keep everyone safe and happy. So far, he had managed to do that, but a new dog could change everything.
"New member," said Tank.
The big bulldog spoke to Gus using the usual animal language of snorts, sniffs, scratches, blinks, and grunts.
"Looks that way," Gus said.
"It'll be great," Tank said. "It always is."
Easy for Tank to say. He wasn't the leader. He didn't have to introduce a nervous new dog to the pack. He didn't have to make sure a fight didn't break out. He didn't have to give his official approval of the new dog. Rue got up from her dog bed, did a quick spin, then sat back down. Her ears twitched.
"New dog day," Rue said to Gus.
She did another spin.
"Well, I hope it's a puppy," said Moon Pie.
The 1-year-old pug wandered over to Tank and snuggled next to him.
"I hope it's not a puppy," Rue said.
She scratched an ear.
"Puppies make me nervous."
"Everything makes you nervous," Tank said.
A puppy would be a different kind of challenge. Puppies meant lots of messes and playful nips with needle-sharp teeth. Puppies needed a strong leader to show them the proper way to behave. Even Moon Pie, who was just out of puppyhood, could be a handful at times.
"Today's the day, kiddos," Miss Lottie said.
She ushered the dogs out to the driveway where her rusty, dented van sat. She pulled out the special ramp that made it easier for the dogs, especially the older ones like Rue and Tank, to climb inside. As the leader, Gus was expected to go first. Gus hesitated. The strange tremble in his gut worried him. He had never felt this way about a new dog's arrival before.
"Come on, come on, we're waiting," Rue snapped.
"Right." Gus ran up the ramp and gave himself a shake before sitting by the window. That feeling in his gut was probably just the rock he ate earlier. He had a bad habit of eating things that weren't food.
"Geez, took you long enough," Rue said as she wedged herself in next to him.
"I was thinking," Gus said.
"Uh-huh," Rue said.
Rue was often annoyed with Gus. His indecisiveness made her more anxious than she already was. Rue wanted answers, fast action, quick decisions. Gus wasn't very good at any of those things. When they arrived at Quinn's house, he was waiting out front. Miss Lottie never had to honk her horn for Quinn. He was always waiting there, looking as though his life depended on the van taking him away. Gus often wondered why.
"It's a big day," Miss Lottie said.
Quinn smiled, eyes downcast, as he quickly climbed into the van. "Hey, everyone," he said in his soft voice. He turned to the back seat and gave each dog a pat on the head. Gus licked Quinn's hand. Even though Quinn wasn't technically part of the pack, Gus felt responsible for him. Quinn was a good belly rubber and an excellent chin scratcher. On days like today, when Quinn seemed sad, Gus would spend more time than usual nuzzling him or curling up on his lap.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?